Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hi, Beaver. Hey, where'd you find him?
Oh, I didn't find him. He found me. When I came home from school, he was sitting on the porch waiting for me.
Hey, look it. He's washing himself.
Boy, if we washed ourselves like that, well, we'd get yelled at.
Hey, who's it belong to?
Search me. I looked on his collar for a dog license, but there wasn't any.
You know, I'll bet you he's either a Persian or an Angora.
He looks like some sort of a rich cat. I think I'm going to fix him a box to sleep in.
Oh, don't waste your time. I can tell this is the kind of cat people are going to come for.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, what did Mom say when you brought him up here?
Oh, she didn't say a word.
Well, you sneaked him up, huh?
Well, sure.
Well, maybe she wouldn't have minded.
Yeah. But I figured, why take a chance? Be ready soon, Warren.
Oh, fine. Say, the boys home?
Mm-hmm. They're upstairs. Why?
They're certainly quiet. Usually, by this time, they've been downstairs a couple of times and eaten something that ruined their supper or stolen my sports section.
Just because they're quiet doesn't mean they're up to something.
Always did when I was a boy. Get that, will you, dear? I had a hard day at the office.
Hello?
Yes, this is Mrs. Cleaver. Oh, hello, Mrs. Prentice.
Have we what?
Oh, no, I'm afraid not. Well, I'm sure he'll turn up. We certainly will. Goodbye.
What was that all about?
Oh, that was Mrs. Prentice over on Lake Avenue. She's lost her precious Bootsy again.
Mr. Prentice?
No, her cat. He's run off again, and she's calling everyone around to see if she can locate it.
I gather she's rather upset.
Well, after all, that cat's her pride and joy. It is a beautiful silver Persian.
Well, if the cat shows up here, I'll have him phone home.
You did have a hard day at the office today, didn't you? I better go see about my supper.
Wally? Beaver?
Yeah, Dad. Do you want something?
Yes. Do you boys just happen to have a cat up in your room?
Well, we don't. But I guess I do.
Is it a silver Persian?
Gee, Dad, how'd you know?
Just putting two and two together. The cat's name is Bootsy, and it belongs to Mrs. Prentice over on Lake Avenue. And she's very anxious to get it back.
Oh, I didn't drag it in or anything, Dad. It was sitting on the porch waiting for me when I got home from school.
Oh. Well, I'll go ask your mother to call Mrs. Prentice and tell her she can come over and get Bootsy.
Boy, Wally, sure didn't have that one long, did I?
Uh-uh.
How did Dad know?
I don't know. Must be parents' intuition.
What's that?
That means you can't get away with anything.
You mean they had Mrs. Prentice's cat up there all the time?
Yep. Beaver says it was on the front porch when he came home.
You know, I'll bet they could keep an elephant up there without our knowing it.
Oh, I think when you went to make up the beds, you'd probably notice it.
Well, I better call Mrs. Prentice.
All right. But have her come over after supper. I'd rather not cope with a woman who calls her cat Precious Bootsy on an empty stomach.
Wally.
The lady's here for her cat. Hey, Beaver, what are you doing?
I'm feeding him. I wanted to get a little more good at him before she took him away.
What's that it's eating?
Well, cold salmon. After supper, I brought some up my pocket.
Yeah, well, I think you better get it down there before Mrs. Prentice blows her top or something.
Does she look like that kind of a lady?
No, but I think she might be, because Mom offered her a cup of tea.
I just hope this is Bootsy. I don't know what I'd do if this was a false alarm.
Well, the cat was just waiting when Beaver came home.
Oh, that Bootsy has no conscience. You'd be surprised what he puts me through.
I'm sure he's your cat, Mrs. Prentice.
Why, it is my precious Bootsy.
Oh, I've been looking everywhere for you.
Running away from home. You bad, bad boy.
I don't think he's a bad, bad boy. I think he was just walking around and he got lost.
Why, Bootsy, you're all dusty.
Yeah, he chased a ball under our bed.
Well, we're very happy that it's your cat, Mrs. Prentice. I'm sure the boys took very good care of it.
Oh, I'm sure they did, too. And to show my appreciation, I'd like to give them both a little something.
Oh, I don't think they'd want to take anything.
Oh, I bet they would if I insisted, wouldn't you, boys? Wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
There you are. One for you and a dollar for you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Well, I guess I better be running along now. Come on, Bootsy.
Oh, he's such a nice kitty.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you back, Bootsy. You're such a doll. Well, thank you, Mrs. Cleaver and Mr. Cleaver for calling me.
Oh, you're very welcome, Mrs. Prentice.
Yes, we're glad you have your precious Bootsy back.
What's the matter, Bootsy?
Oh, I don't think he hurts or anything, Mrs. Prentice. He does that all the time.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Bootsy.
Well, Beaver, in the future, I think you better be a little more careful about bringing cats in the house. If you'd left him alone, he'd probably have gone home by himself, and Mrs. Prentice wouldn't have had to worry so much.
I'm sorry, Dad. I just brought it in so I could talk to it for a while.
Well, sure, Dad. He couldn't help it. He's just a kid.
I am not. I just like to talk to animals.
Only kids like to talk to animals.
I suppose Captain Kangaroo was a kid.
All right. That's enough, fellas.
Well, Beaver, I hope you won't take in any more strange animals. After all, it makes quite a problem for everybody.
Yeah, you know, Beaver, in one way, you're lucky.
Hmm?
Well, that you didn't feed Bootsy.
How come I'm okay I didn't feed him?
Well, everyone knows that if you feed a cat, he's bound to come back. And the first thing you know, you can't get rid of him.
Well, I'm afraid poor Mrs. Prentice would be very upset.
Yeah, I'm afraid she would, too.
Yeah, I guess she's the kind of lady that gets upset easy.
Beaver. Beaver, you be sure to take a bath tonight. You smell a little fishy.
Oh, sure, Mama. That must be from when I went fishing last Saturday.
Did you bring home strange animals when you were their age?
Oh, sure. Bringing home animals is part of being a boy, I guess. Kids don't seem to do it, though, as much today as we used to.
Why do you suppose that is?
I don't know. I guess they don't need to talk to animals as much. Nowadays, they have psychiatrists.
Wally! Hey, Wally!
What is it now, Beaver?
I think I just heard a cat meow.
Ah, cut it out. You were dreaming.
Yeah. Well, maybe I was. No, am I dreaming?
Unless I am, too.
We'd better do something before it wakes up Mom and Dad. Hey, Wally. Maybe it's the burglar pretending he's a cat.
Cut it out, Beaver. Burglars aren't that corny anymore.
Come
Hey, Bootsy, what are you doing here?
You know what it's doing here. It wants another free handout.
Yeah. Hope we got some more salmon.
Look, Beaver. If we feed it, it'll keep coming back.
Well, sure. But if we don't feed it, it'll make a lot of noise. And wake up Mom and Dad, and they'll come down and yell at us.
They'll yell at us more if they find it around here in the morning.
Well, sure, but morning's a long time away. If we feed it now, we can get through the whole night without getting yelled at.
Well, there's no salmon.
Here, let's feed him some asparagus.
Beaver, it won't eat vegetables. Cat's a carnivorous animal.
What's that?
Well, look, I don't have time to explain biology to you. Just get the milk. Hey, what if he won't go home after he finishes eating?
Then we're just going to have to think of some other way to keep him quiet.
Boy, Beaver, next time you talk to an animal, talk to a fish or something else that can't come around in the middle of the night.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, you certainly slept late.
Well, that's what Saturdays are for, aren't they, Wally?
Gee, I don't know, Dad. I got a bad habit of waking up early to go to school.
Where's the Beaver?
Well, he ate, and then he left about a half an hour ago. Got some kind of a box out of the garage. He went back upstairs, then he finally left pulling a coaster wagon.
I hope he doesn't have any of my tools. The last time I needed a screwdriver, I wound up fixing your steam iron with a nail file.
I know. Hasn't worked since.
Would you like to be excused, Molly?
Sorry, Dad.
Well, I must be getting forgetful. I put an empty milk bottle in the refrigerator.
Oh, I guess I did it, Mom.
Why would you put an empty milk bottle in the refrigerator?
I don't know. I guess I just didn't want it smelling up the kitchen. Well, so long, Dad.
So long, Wally.
Thanks for breakfast, Mom.
You're welcome.
Hey, did Beaver say he'd be home in time for lunch?
Well, no, he didn't say so, but I think he will. Mom, if you think maybe the Beaver's up to something, he's not.
What'd you say that for?
Well, I just said it so that in case maybe you thought he was, you wouldn't worry. Better get to practice.
Gilbert. What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing nothing, too.
If you're doing nothing, how come you're pulling a wagon?
I don't know.
What's in the box?
A cat.
Oh, neat. Can I help you bury it?
It's a live cat.
Oh.
Well, I gotta take him over to the lady's house.
Can't the cat walk?
Sure it can walk.
Well, how come it's riding? Is it such a rich cat, you've got to be a chauffeur?
No, I just don't want it to get away. Hey, do you want to come with me to the ladies?
What for?
Well, she might yell at me, and it's always better to have two guys.
But I didn't do anything wrong.
And you won't feel bad if she yells at you.
Okay, let me pull the cat for a while.
Okay.
You know what Wally said this morning?
What?
He asked me if he could be a forest ranger next summer.
A forest ranger?
Eddie says they gave a friend of his a job, and all he had to do was get up in the morning, go down and measure the river. And the government paid him $313 a month.
Well, offhand, I'd say no.
Yes, but what do I say to him if he asks me again?
Well, tell him to speak to me. That ought to kill it.
Beaver told us where he was going this morning. We ought to make that a rule around here so we don't worry.
Oh, you know, sometimes I think if we really knew where they were going, we'd worry more.
By the way, where are you going?
Oh, I thought I'd play golf.
Oh, know. They thought helping me with the dishes would make me more receptive to the idea.
Exactly.
Naughty, naughty boy, you. Roaming off again. And waking up people in the middle of the night.
Oh, he didn't wake me up. I was already awake. Worried whether he'd come back again.
Greedy old thing. Eating at other people's houses. I don't want you to ever do a thing like that again. You understand, Bootsy Bootsy?
Gee, when I talk to him, he doesn't listen. I guess I should have tried that Bootsy Wootsy on him.
Hey, Beaver, we gotta be going home, don't we?
Yeah, I guess we gotta.
Well, you boys were both very nice to do this for me.
Yeah, well, I just came along in case you were gonna yell at Beaver.
Now, just a moment, Theodore. This calls for a little reward.
Oh, no. Well, my father wouldn't want me to take anything.
Nonsense. You went to a lot of trouble.
Well, yes, but I got the money for the trouble I went to yesterday.
Now, Beaver, I insist.
Well, no, Mrs. Prentice, I... Well, okay. I wouldn't want you being mad at me or anything.
Well, now, Bootsy, you're going right out to your run. And this time, you're going to behave yourself. And you're going to be a good, good boy.
Goodbye, Mrs. Prentice.
Goodbye, and thanks a lot for not yelling at me.
Goodbye, boys. Say goodbye, Bootsy. Bye, boys.
Hey, Gilbert, what you think is better? One double ice cream cone or two singles?
Well, there's more ice cream than two singles, but then you're stuck with having to eat two cones.
Yeah, with a double, you're only stuck to eat one cone.
Yeah. Hey, Beaver, look!
Gee whiz, it's Bootsy.
Gee, Gilbert, what am I going to do now?
Let's take it back to the lady and get another dollar.
No, I can't do that. Well, I'm going to go tell my mom and dad.
Boy, Beaver, you're really desperate, aren't you?
And then Mrs. Prentice came over and got her Bootsy again. She didn't say anything, but I think she's getting a little tired of this.
Well, I guess it does look a little suspicious. She probably thinks Beaver's working a racket to get a dollar out of her each time.
Honey, we just can't have Bootsy coming over here every day and night.
Well, it's quite a problem. How do you discourage a cat that likes your home better than he does his own?
Hey, Dad, I think we found a way to get rid of Bootsy.
Yeah, I called the animal shelter, and the guy there said that if there's a dog around the place, a cat will usually stay away.
Yeah, the barking scares him away.
Well, that's fine, but where do we get a dog right now?
Well, Gilbert's got this dog that barks at cats. Maybe we could rent him.
Yeah, and I'm a real good friend of Gilbert's dog. Well, I'll bet he'd be glad to come over and bark for nothing.
What do you think, Ward?
Well, if we tied the dog up so it couldn't hurt the cat, it certainly might be worth trying.
I'll go call Gilbert and tell him it's an emergency and all that stuff.
Hey, Dad, if this doesn't work, I read somewhere where they scared a bunch of birds away from this airport by playing rock and roll records.
Thanks, Wally, but I don't think we're quite that desperate yet.
Boy, Gilbert, your dog looks like a real cat scare, all right.
Sure, he's real mean.
Hey, here comes Bootsy.
Oh, he's going! Hiya! Hiya! Hiya, Archie! Boy, that was a good boy! Oh,
well, dear, I think the problem of Bootsy has finally been solved.
Well, I certainly hope so. He was harder to get rid of than your Uncle Billy.
Thanks. You're sweet.
Hey, Wally, no fooling, did you ask Mom if you could be a forest ranger this summer?
Yeah, but she told me to ask Dad, so I'm going to forget it. Hey, what's that?
What's what?
Hey, it's
Gilbert Skull Archie. I recognize his voice. Come on.
What in the world is he up to?
Search me, dear.
I think I did it again.
Did what again?
Well, when Archie chased the cat away, I fed him.
Hey, Dad, looks like we're going to have to get a lion to chase the dog away, huh?
Well, we can't let this go on. I better feed him.
What have we got to give him?
I don't know.
Bread and milk, maybe?
No.
June, where are the boys? We don't want to be late for church.
Oh, they're all dressed. Yeah. Oh, Wally.
Where's the beaver?
Oh, he's out in front, Dad. He said he wanted to have a little talk with Gilbert's dog.
Talking with the dog?
Gee, Archie. It was nice of you to help us get rid of Bootsy. But you can't hang around here all the time. You've got a nice home where everybody likes you. So why don't you go there? Go home, Archie. Archie, go home.
Hey, Beaver. Archie really went home, huh?
Sure, I told him he went. You know, it's a lot easier talking to dogs than it is to cats.
Cats are very smart, though, Beaver. It's just that when you call someone Bootsy Wootsy, he's inclined to be a little difficult.
If the only two things that are certain are death and taxes, then what kind of double trouble might you be in for when a young Father Mulcahy shows up as an IRS agent? William Christopher guest stars in episode 168 and Be on TV. Stay tuned. That's coming up next.